So are there any questions or comments? Oh, I see we've gone a little over time. that you'd like to ask or make or share before we move into some meditation? Okay. Well, what we're going to do then is see here, fill in, which we did last time. We're going to start with that, where we're going to be noticing what's going on in our internal experience. And then I'm going to move us into rain, and we will go on to the investigate and nurture parts of the process. Let me just make sure I don't have to rustle. Okay, so we good to go? So go ahead and straighten up and settle into your comfortable position. We're going to be having a conversation with ourselves, so if you feel like you want to snuggle back into your sofa or whatever, that's okay. Eyes open or closed, as you prefer. And bring your attention into your inner experience. See, hear, feel in. So that means that we're going to be noticing thoughts, visual thoughts, auditory thoughts, as well as emotional type body sensations. And for now, we're just noticing what is going on inside us right now. Don't be looking for anything specific. Be trying to create anything. Just notice in this moment, is there any activity in my inner experience? I'm going to note. You can label if you want. So one experience at a time. See in, hear in, or feel in. Or you can also do this with more than one experience at once, but one moment of noticing at a time. So you might have see in and hear in at the same time. Pay attention to those for a few seconds and then release your attention and let another experience or combination of experiences draw your attention. So the labels are see in, hear in, or feel in. Or you can just say see, hear, or feel, since we know we're working internally. Or see and hear, see and feel, hear and feel, all three. If you're not aware of any internal experience right now, just rest in that calm, quiet place until something arises. See, hear, feel in. And if you become distracted or sleepy, as soon as you notice that, bring your attention back to inner experience. If you are feeling sleepy, which is not surprising on a Thursday evening, you can open your eyes just a little bit. Don't focus on anything in particular, but just letting a little light in can help you stay more alert. Visual thinking, auditory thinking, and emotional type body sensations is what we're focusing on. Just allowing whatever comes up to come up. Allow external sights and sounds to be in the background. Allow just objective physical type body sensations to be in the background. Just focusing on body sensations connected with emotion. We're going to move gently into the investigate portion of this exercise. Keep on noting or noticing. You needn't label for this, and you needn't continually move around unless that seems appropriate to you. But continue to remain in touch with see in, hear in, and feel in. And notice if you've already been aware of an inner critic or of a fear or of some way that you're not being kind to yourself, that's great. We'll work with that. Or perhaps you've seen themes or trends in your thinking and feeling that hint towards something. Perhaps you haven't noticed anything specific at all. All of those are okay. We can still move on to investigate. And whether you have specific things to deal with or generally, just ask the experience, what's going on there? What needs attention? Is there a part of you, the creative part, the public part, the private part, the child part? Or is it a particular experience or emotion that needs attention? This fear, this conversation that didn't go well. Just ask, what needs attention and what attention is needed? Does some part of you need comfort or reassurance or just to be paid attention to? There's no judgment here. Anything goes. We're welcoming the unworthiness, the insecurity, the fears, the judgments. We're welcoming them and having a gentle conversation. What needs what? And if at some point you become clear on what is needed, you can move into the nurture section. Give yourself what you need. Speak the words to yourself. Imagine the hug or the warmth or the smile or just the listening, whatever you need. In whatever way works for you, give yourself that. And if you aren't clear yet, just continue with the investigation, allowing whatever is there to be there, but with curiosity and care, asking what is needed. And you can move between these two as necessary. If something else arises while you're nurturing, you can ask what's needed. You can stay in whichever step you need to be in right now. You may even want to physically give yourself a hug or put your hand on your heart or do whatever might be needed. Just caring for that insecurity, that fear, that judgment. Caring and calming and loving it. In a few minutes, we'll be coming to the end of this period. When you're doing this yourself, of course, you can continue for as long as you need to. But for this evening, take a moment just at the end here to notice what's going on now. See in, hear in, feel in. Has anything changed or shifted? Is it just as intractable as it was? Don't consider the result as a success or failure. It's not how it works. It's all success, the fact that you are here at all and doing this practice. It's all building your self-compassion muscle. But if you have found a shift towards the positive, then see if you can rest in that, enjoy it, keep in touch with it for a little while as we move into a brief discussion and more meditation.